Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. In today's show, I will talk with elected MP for the Compton-Stanstead riding and chair of the Liberal Rural Caucus, Marianne Dandurin. And today, we will talk about the National Food Security Strategy, what it is, how it will work, and what might be some positive long-term outcomes for our region. And as usual, I will have lots of announcements for community events and some music in part one. And in part two of the show today, I will talk with Shelby Drew. Shelby has been one of the organizers of Canada Day in Hatley for a number of years now. In fact, she is carrying on the tradition from her parents and grandparents. Canada Day in Hatley this year will be June 29th, so be sure to mark that on your calendar. And it always promises to be a very fun event for the entire family. And as usual, I will have some health news and more music in the second part of the show. So let's get things started with Murray McLaughlin, Farmer's Song.
Dusty old farmer, out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel. The sun beating down turned the red paint to orange, and rusty old patches of steel. There's no farmer songs on that car radio, just cowboys, truck drivers, and pain. Well, this is my way to say thanks for the meal, and I hope there's no shortage of rain. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. The combines gang up, take most of the bread. Things just ain't like they used to be. Though your kids are out after the American dream, and they're working in big factories. If I come by when you're out in the sun, can I wave at you just like a friend? These days when everyone's taking so much, there's somebody giving back in. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you.
Food affordability continues to be a major concern for families across Canada, with many households feeling the impact of rising grocery prices. At the same time, there is growing interest in strengthening local food production, supporting farmers, and building a more resilient food system that can better meet the needs of communities. The federal government has recently announced a new National Food Security Strategy, a $3.2 billion investment over the next 10 years aimed at increasing food production, supporting local food processing, improving distribution networks, and helping make food more affordable for Canadians. Here in the Eastern Townships, where agriculture and agri-food businesses play a vital role in the regional economy, the strategy could create new opportunities for farmers, food processors, and consumers alike. To discuss what this initiative could mean for our region, and for the residents of Compton Stanstead, I'm joined today by Marianne Danderin, Member of Parliament for the Compton Stanstead riding and also chair of the Liberal Rural Caucus. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're going to be speaking with Marianne Danderin, the elected MP for the Compton Stanstead riding and chair of the Liberal Rural Caucus. So welcome.
Hello, nice to be here with you.
Now today we're going to be talking about National Food Security Strategy. Now to begin, what is the National Food Security Strategy and why was it developed?
Well, we know that we have food affordability issues, and Canada is a huge food producer. So we have to find ways to produce more food locally, but food that is going to be consumed here and that is going to be more affordable for everybody. So in our region, as we have so many farmers, they rely on the government to help them producing affordable food. And obviously, all families need support to be able to buy food. That is, well, I'm going to say it's quite expensive to buy food. So this is part of the Prime Minister priorities. He said in Davos, if you recall, that a country that cannot feed itself or fuel itself has few options. So he's really working along with the team about how to feed and fuel Canada so we are more independent to other countries. And this is the result of a lot of work. So it's the framework that we have on how to improve our local food production and how to lower prices for families, how to transform more. And over the next few months, we're going to deploy programs related to this strategy.
Okay. Now, the federal government is investing $3.2 billion over the next 10 years. What are the main goals of this investment?
So if I go in details, like one part that is important, it's to make for families provide more affordable food in price and as well as in quantity, and building stronger supply chains. One of the issues that we see is how difficult, well, first of all, the groceries are really concentrated, so we need to diversify. It's not easy to do, but we need to give more choices to independent grocers, shorten the supply chains. So this is going to have a huge impact on families. For farmers, we're going to invest in infrastructure. We want to invest as well in producing fruit and vegetable during all the year in Canada, and not only in summer season. This is one of the things that is difficult for Canada, is that over the winter, we cannot produce more and we rely on imports. So we need more greenhouses. We're going to help farmers build greenhouses so we can have fruit and vegetables all year long, so in a bigger production capacity. And the other part, I'd say, is for processors. We have processors in Canada, but not enough, and some of them are not close enough to the farmers. So we want to bring more processors closer to farmers, and this is something that could have an impact in the township because it could bring more businesses. It could be created from scratch here as well. So we're going to invest to modernize, automatize equipment, and, well, as I said, to have more processing capacity here closer to the people. So as we produce a lot of food in the township, I assume that there are great opportunities for our farmers and processors. Obviously, it's not the government that is going to make it. We open programs and people from the area can apply. And I'm currently, so for me, the next steps are going to be to be in touch with people on the ground, see what they need and how we can make sure that the programs that we're going to design are going to help them to build this infrastructure that we need.
Okay. What makes our region particularly well positioned to benefit from this strategy?
Well, we produce a lot of food. We, as a tradition, it's been part of the township for a very long time. We would need someone to tell me when it started, agriculture in the township. But we still have a very strong agriculture sector. It's a source of pride. They are very innovative, like, and producing a lot of food. One of the main issues that I hear a lot from the farmers is that they don't have the capacity to transform here. And I hear that mostly from people who produce fruit and vegetable. These are perishable foods, and we really need to be able to process them very early after crop. So we want to give them the capacity to do that. And then if we have local places when we can store or do the first transformation, then it's easier to sell it to independent grocers in the region. We really also want to help the grocers to have independent grocers to have a place to go, which would not be a huge terminal in Montreal or Toronto. We need to shorten the supply chain. And so this strategy is going to give means for farmers to produce more, means for processors to process more, and then ideally, and I think it's going to be that, lower prices, because everything is going to be a lot simpler. So we want also to remove some red tape. We want to give more powers to the Competition Bureau to look into the supply chain. Obviously, the supply chain is always of concern. So we need to look into it to do a deep dive. There is a lot of work that has been done, but we need to put that into action.
Mm-hmm. Now, the strategy also mentions investments in greenhouse and controlled environment agriculture. What opportunities could that create for local producers, do you think?
Well, if someone wants to build a greenhouse, and there are a lot of other innovations, such as vertical farming and things like that. So for sure, there are a lot of farmers, there are a lot of vegetable producers that could be interested into making their season longer, grow crops over the winter. So these types of investments, it's really, really expensive to do that. It's really expensive to develop a greenhouse or to install it. So it will help. And I'm going to make sure, discussing with farmers from the region, I'm going to make sure that the program is going to respond to their needs in terms of infrastructure. So if someone has this type of project, this is the type of thing that we're going to invest in and we're going to support. The thing that is really expensive when you have a greenhouse is that very often the cost of energy. The government of Quebec is working on that for a long time for greenhouses. So it's a good news. And we also have at the federal level, an electricity strategy. Natural resources don't belong to the federal government, but to the provinces to do that. But we really want the provinces to work in collaboration to make sure that we have the energy that we need for farming, but businesses' purposes. And so we need to produce more electricity as well. Not only food, food is important, but it's part of feeding and fueling the country. Fueling includes electricity, energy. So we're working on that along with the provinces.
Okay. Are there any specific projects or sectors in Compton-Stanstead area that you think could particularly benefit from this funding?
Well, I've heard a lot about farmers who would like to get together to have places when they can do the first transformation of food, mostly fruit and vegetable, as I said. So I can see that quite rapidly someone is going to come to me and tell me, well, we are 10 producers and we would like to come together and build a facility where we can wash, cut, and freeze our vegetable. So with a strong project, this could be funded by the federal government to help building that. I know there are this type of project is actively being discussed. So now I can confirm that we could have funding at some point, hopefully sooner than later, but we want it to go fast to have impact as soon as possible on the cost of food. Because at the end of the day, what we want to have a positive impact on is the cost of food.
Mm-hmm. And looking ahead, what changes would you hope residents of the Eastern Townships will notice as a result of this initiative over the next few years?
Well, as I said, hopefully we're going to see more local food in the grocery stores, more processing in the region. So it means good jobs. It should make it easier to process food and lower prices. This is really what we want to see, like make food more affordable, and hopefully during the winter, more fresh food from the region.
Okay. Anything we left out that you would like to add?
I think we had a good summary of all of this. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with the elected MP for the Compton-Stanstead riding and chair of the Liberal Rural Caucus, Marianne Dandurin, about the National Food Security Strategy. Thanks very much, and also thank you for supporting Community Radio.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. It's time again for Boutique Encore's annual Under the Tent Sale. Browse a wide selection of quality secondhand items, discover unique treasures, and support a great cause. From clothing and household essentials to books, toys, furniture, and more, there's something for everybody. They're also bringing back their popular $7 Fill Your Bag sale on Saturday. That's Friday, June 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, June 20th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Clothing, linens, and jewelry, sports equipment, games, toys, and books, kitchen and household items, furniture, and small appliances. That will be happening at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. Early Birds, Thursday, June 18th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's Member Appreciation Night at the ANAF Unit 318 The Hut on Friday, June 19th at 8 p.m. Service pins are presented, special prices, hamburgers and hot dogs, all members and guests are welcome. It's a Solstice celebration happening on June 20th, 12 p.m. to 1 a.m., sponsored by the Loisir Sawyerville. At the community garden, there's a market, pizza, a shaman drummer, hay rides, a petting zoo, and face painting. At the ballpark, bouncy castles, fireworks, canteen, and games. There's also live music, 70 Ranborough Road in Sawyerville. That's June 20th, 12 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's a strawberry special high tea coming up on Sunday, June 21st at the Colby Curtis Museum. For more information, check out their website online. Lots of events coming up at the Barry United Cultural Center, the BUCC, Cafe Robinson at 560 Main Street in Barry, the White Church. They will be serving brunch on the fourth Sunday of each month for the season. $20 adults, $10 children 6 to 12, and $2 for children under 6. For tickets, you can call the center at 873-943-0900 or get them online via the website at BarryUnitedCulturalCenter.org. Tickets will also be sold at the door. They will be open for supper Fridays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Farm Les Deux Courants will have a vegetable stand outside the main doors at the same time. Cabaret night is the first Friday of each month, except July. Doors open at 7 p.m. for open mic to come and display your talents. Tickets are available via the website or at the door. And Canada Day in Barrie, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Cultural Center will be selling salad plates with coffee or water for $15 takeout or eat-in, $1 more for takeout. The Grace Village Care Foundation ensures that every senior can live with dignity, security, and peace of mind, regardless of financial circumstances. Many of the residents have shaped our bilingual community and contributed to its growth. When unexpected financial challenges arise, the foundation ensures they can continue to call Grace Village home. On June 27th, they will be hosting their annual fundraising gala, bringing together community leaders, partners, and supporters. This cornerstone event raises essential funds to sustain and expand their support for residents facing financial hardship. They are looking for partnerships. If you are interested to support seniors in our community while providing meaningful visibility and alignment with a trusted and respected local institution, please go to the Grace Village website. Open house for the Pregnancy Option Center in Lenoxville, Saturday, June 27th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be bouncy castles, kids activities, free drinks and snacks, and center tours. And there will also be drawing raffle tickets for a much-anticipated prize to be announced soon. Canada Day coming up in Hatley on June 29th. Check out the schedule on Facebook. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318, on July 4th, there's a cornhole tournament. It starts at 1 p.m., rain or shine. Entry is $10 per team. doubles, bring your own partner. All money goes back to prizes. And also $2 for steamed hot dogs. Sign up sheet is on the board at the Hut, ANAF, Unit 318. Mental Health Estuary warmly invites everybody to attend their annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, July 16th, 7 p.m. at their office located at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. Please use door number 2. The main agenda items are annual reports, financial statements, and election of the Board of Directors. For more information, please contact Mental Health Estuary at 819-565-3777 or by email info@mentalhealthestuary.com. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, Marianne Dandurin, the MP for the Compton-Stanstead riding, for talking to us about the National Food Security Strategy. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part 2 of the Townships at 12. And in part 2 today, I will be talking with Shelby Drew, one of the big organizers for Canada Day coming up in Hatley. That is on June 29th. We will close part 1 of the show today with a song called Harvest Moon, and it's by Neil Young. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Townships at 12 on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go. 'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still